HarperCollins presents Queen Bee by Juno Dawson, read by Nicola Coughlin.
Le temps viendra, je Anne Boleyn. The time will come, I Anne Boleyn. Inscription within Boleyn's personal prayer book, late 1520s. Maybe I do. Would it be so terrible? Lady Gaga, when asked if she had a penis on 60 Minutes, 2011.
The Court of King Henry VIII, 1536. Queen Anne Boleyn, second wife of King Henry VIII. Princess Elizabeth, daughter of King Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn. Lady Jane Boleyn, Viscountess Rochford, wife of the late George Boleyn, brother to the Queen. Lady Grace Fairfax, Lady of the Bedchamber. Lady Cecilia della Torre, Lady of the Bedchamber. Lady Marjorie de Leon, costumier to the Queen. Lady Temperance Wycliffe, Lady of the Bedchamber. Sir Ambrose Fulk, King's Special Advisor. Nan Hobbs, an elderly nursemaid. Lady Isabel Agard, Lady of the Bedchamber. Lady Margaret Pole, Countess of Salisbury, former lady-in-waiting to Queen Catherine and governess to Princess Mary. Lady Jane Seymour, Lady of the Bedchamber. Lady Margaret Meg Douglas, First Lady of the Bedchamber and niece of Henry VIII. Catherine Howard, ward of the Dowager Duchess of Norfolk. Thomas Cromwell, Chief Minister to King Henry VIII. Henry Fitzroy, Duke of Richmond and Somerset, illegitimate son of Henry VIII and his former mistress, Elizabeth Blount, deceased. Viscount Rochford, George Boleyn, brother of the Queen. Catherine of Aragon, first wife of King Henry VIII. Cardinal Wolsey, former chief advisor to King Henry VIII.
A Blade Falls. 19th of May, 1536. Lady Grace Fairfax. The Tower of London. The tower and the sky were the same hopeless grey. But the moment came, all was quiet. So quiet, in fact, that they could hear the head hit the wooden platform they'd erected on the green. Thud. It bounced once, and rolled once. Appalling. And undignified. No provision had been made for her burial. She had been a problem to be solved, and now it was done. No man had prepared for the immediate next, and so it fell to the women. For now, it was enough to get her away from the watchful ghouls at the scaffold on the centre of the courtyard. The ladies-in-waiting took the head and body into the chapel and wept. Their vulgar display was quite ghastly, and the men left, just as the women had known they would. Only 6 witches remained in their coven. For weeks, they had been detained in the royal lodgings, sharing in the Queen's isolation. It had not been hard to convince Cromwell to allow them to share these final weeks in captivity with the Queen. They'd scarcely needed magic. A man preoccupied with self-preservation above all else. And so they had attended her until the very end. It was their duty. But more than that, they loved her. Clothed in black and grey, they had marched the final procession to the gallows. Struggling to keep her stiffening limbs aloft, the women now lay the Queen's body to rest on the floor before the altar. It was day. The candles were not yet lit. Absurd and unsure, Lady Grace Fairfax cradled the head as a babe. As the others looked to her, she placed it next to the exposed collar. Eyes closed and lips parted. She didn't look like Anne at all. So slack and unrefined. She didn't look at peace. She looked dead. Some wet trout at a fishmonger. Grace tugged the white cloth from the altar, a golden cross clattering to the floor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?